Good morning, Patriots Nation. What a game last night. Unfortunately, this is not a sports talk show. This is actually talking about the law. My name is Frank Riccio, and I am the host this morning. Talking About the Law is a radio program that covers cutting-edge topics in the law. Today's program is brought to you actually by the Law Office of Frank J. Riccio, which is conveniently located in Braintree, Massachusetts. My website is www.frankjriccio.com. I'm very fortunate today to have as my guest Dominic Paolini. Dominic Paolini is not only an accomplished trial attorney, he's also a cardiovascular surgeon at Mass General Hospital, and he handles medical malpractice cases. So the topic today is going to be about cardiovascular malpractice or heart and lung malpractice. He practices in Woburn, and his website is www.paoliniandhaley.com. Welcome, Dominic.
Hi. Welcome, Frank. Thanks for having me this morning.
You're welcome. Dominic, could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I went to Boston University and was a chemistry major in the early 70s. And then from there, I went to Harvard Medical School. And from there, I did residencies in the Harvard hospitals, including Massachusetts General Hospital, Brigham and Women's and Children's Hospital, specializing in cardiovascular surgery. I practiced cardiovascular surgery for a number of years and then decided that I would be much happier and make much more contributions to the field by looking at the legal aspects of medicine.
Now, does your firm handle cardiovascular system, heart, and so-called heart and lung cases?
Yes, we handle heart and lung cases, and unfortunately, those cases are quite common. 50% of people in the United States actually die from cardiovascular disease, and a majority of the population has some form of cardiovascular disease.
Now, does your background help you evaluate these cases?
Yes, very much so. However, over the last decade or so, the treatment of cardiovascular diseases has been what I would call well protocolized. There's been numerous protocols and algorithms published by the American Heart Association that assist physicians in working up a patient who presents with the usual signs of cardiovascular disease, such as shortness of breath or chest pain.
Now, what is an algorithm?
An algorithm is a flow chart that basically asks the doctor to perform certain tests to obtain certain pieces of history, and then to follow the flow chart. If something is positive, the doctor goes to one area. If something is negative, the doctor will go to another area. And hopefully, as you go down the flow chart, you will arrive at the correct diagnosis.
And is this something that all physicians are aware of?
Yes, all physicians who treat chest pain, angina, should be aware of the American Heart Association algorithms, which are updated every 3 or 4 years.
Now, what do cardiovascular cases share in common? What are some of the common elements?
Well, the common element is usually a patient who presents to an emergency room complaining of chest pain or shortness of breath. And what physicians call the differential diagnosis for chest pain and shortness of breath is very broad. It could be a heart problem. It could be a lung problem. It could be an infectious problem, such as a common cold. It could be a trauma problem. It could be an arthritic problem. But what the standard of care and what a doctor is supposed to do when presented with a patient with shortness of breath or chest pain is to make sure that that patient doesn't have a life-threatening condition going on.
And in terms of physicians who are qualified to do that, is it just emergency room physicians, or can it be your GP? Can it be a nurse?
Well, more and more, it's becoming the primary care physician or the general practitioner, because patients are now discouraged from going to emergency rooms. You know, we're told that the emergency room care is expensive and that patients should see their PCP first. In a lot of PCPs, their frontline person is usually a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant.
And is a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant familiar with the standard of care as well?
Well, they should be, but unfortunately, many a time, a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner doesn't have the expertise or the training as the physician. But because of the changes in healthcare, it's become very common practice for a physician, a general practitioner, a primary care doctor, or even an emergency room doctor to use what these nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, who are now called physician extenders.
Now, are there tests that are done typically to rule out a cardiovascular cause of chest pain?
Okay, what you're looking for as a physician when somebody presents with shortness of breath or chest pain is something called an acute coronary syndrome. And a syndrome is a collection of history, physical findings, and lab tests that point the doctor to a diagnosis of an acute problem, which is a heart attack. Now, there's no magic test that basically says if the test is positive, you're having a heart attack. If the test is negative, you're not having a heart attack. The workup starts with a history. The frequency of the chest pain, is it a new onset chest pain? Anybody else in the family have a history of heart disease or chest pain? Is there a history of high cholesterol, a history of high lipids, a history of smoking? And then once the doctor goes through the history and the physical findings, meaning listening to the heart with the stethoscope, then tests are ordered, such as an EKG and something called enzymes.
Now, what are enzymes?
Enzymes are chemicals in the cells of the heart that when the heart is damaged, the enzymes leave the heart cells and get into the patient's blood. So you can do a blood test for enzymes. Notably, these are called troponins. Sometimes they're called CPK, but the better test these days is the troponin levels. If the troponin levels are high, then yeah, the patient is having a heart attack. But not all patients with an acute coronary syndrome are having a heart attack. They may be having what's called an angina, which is the heart's response to not receiving enough blood.
Now, what is an EKG?
Okay. An electrocardiogram is a test that's been around about 100 years now, in which the electric currents produced by the heart are actually recorded on a strip of paper. And depending on the patterns on the EKG, the physician can tell whether or not the heart is what we call ischemic, that is, it's not getting enough blood, but it's getting enough blood so that there's no damage to the heart, or whether the heart has actually already been damaged. And the trick is to find the patients who are ischemic, that is where the heart is not getting enough blood but has not yet been damaged, find these patients before the actual heart attack or the heart damage occurs.
What is the importance of the history that the patient gives you?
Well, the history is very important to find out whether the patient's chest pain comes with exertion, such as shoveling snow, walking long distances, climbing stairs, how often they've gotten these chest pains, under what circumstances they get the chest pains. The history in any medical condition is probably the most important thing a physician does.
When we come back, we have to take a break right now. When we come back, what we're going to do is talk a little bit more about cardiovascular cases and how it all fits into the legal system. Thank you.